And there's a lot of the solutions which, despite any disagreements about some of the detail, there exists a huge consensus about what we need to do. Now, briefly speak about the Grant Thornton report, which I found very interesting and really strikes you the fact that in terms of economically, London needs more affordable housing to succeed. There was one stat in that report that jumped out at me, which said that 2/3 of businesses of more than 50 employers are already doing something about the employees' housing crises, and more of them are thinking to go further in the future. But I think the report was right to be very upfront and quite honest about this, which is that the supply side interventions are the ones which are really going to make the difference. Now, that's not to negate the importance of other interventions, such as helping people with travel, helping people with deposits, helping people with even mortgages and so on. But I thought some of the more exciting aspects of that report were when it started talking about the supply side interventions which businesses can make. And one which jumped out at me there was particularly about the build to rent sector. Now, build to rent is something which I've been having a number of conversations with people about over the last few weeks, and there's a real appetite there to use the investment which we can put into build to rent to bring forward a genuinely additional supply in terms of housing. It is a different model of building homes than conventional supply. It can bring in extra finance, and it can offer different products for people, particularly in the context of London. So I think the focus on build to rent and the possible connection which you can have between build to rent opportunities and employers and businesses in London is a really exciting opportunity which is flagged up in that report.